Tomorrow, volunteers will gather across the Chattanooga area for Weed Wrangle 2020, a one-day effort to remove invasive species, harmful trees, vines, and flowering plants from public parks and green spaces. One site for volunteers will be Reflection Riding Arboretum and Nature Center from 9:30 a.m. to noon. Byron Brooks is invasive species specialist at Reflection Riding. Byron, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Ray.
So tell us more about the Weed Wrangle.
What that is an opportunity for volunteers to come out and help us do habitat remediation by removing exotic invasive species.
And that remediation is year-round because this is a year-round problem.
We have 317 acres. A good bit of that has been invaded with exotic species. And exotic species are introduced species. They did not co-evolve here in this system. So what we're wanting to do is remove them to make room or resources available for native species, actually helping conserve native biodiversity. The threat that comes from these species is counterintuitive. You would think that in a new area, you introduce a species and you would increase the diversity. But what happens is over time, because these new species have not co-evolved in that system, they outcompete the natives. Sometimes they are able to green up quicker in the spring or keep their leaves through the winter season and are able to continue to photosynthesize and produce energy, whereas the natives might not have put out their leaves yet. They're grabbing more sunlight, but in particular, there's Lonicera fragrantissima. It's a fragrant bush honeysuckle that's already flowering. And here it is the middle of February. I've seen this plant in flower, so it's not only got its leaves out and photosynthesizing, but it's going to be able to produce fruit. Birds will be spreading that before a lot of the natives have even woken up from the winter.
And over time, those plants brought from elsewhere, those exotic species of plants, they drive out the native plants.
Well, they're taking up resources that otherwise would be available for the natives. Absolutely. Light, space, nutrients. And they generally don't provide a lot for the wildlife as far as cover or even nutrition. I had a volunteer that was adamant that I needed to leave some privet for some songbirds so they could use the privet. And I was like, no, we're removing this so that other things will have space. Like I said, though, with the introduction of exotic species, you would think that it would increase the level of diversity. But over time, it actually diminishes the diversity because they outcompete the natives. And what we're trying to do is use Reflection Riding as a living laboratory for native biodiversity conservation.
So what will be happening at the Weed Wrangle?
We will have an opportunity for volunteers to come out, and we're going to be physically removing privet, pulling up small ones by hand and larger ones with a weed wrench. If the weather is cooperative, we'll be burning that brush off as it is pulled and collected. And what privet is, it's a shrub, a woody shrub. It's related to the olive, like the olives that we eat. And the fruits actually look kind of like miniature ripe black olives. The husks on those fruits are full of fat and protein, and the birds just love them. And unfortunately, they spread them. And then I get the distinct honor of going out there and yanking them up out of the ground by their ugly little roots.
And as you said, Reflection Riding is just one place in this area that is holding an event like this.
Yes.
And this is not only Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley, this is nationwide.
It's nationwide.
Beyond the event, this is ongoing work at Reflection Riding. And you want to teach people not only to take care of what's happening there at Reflection Riding, but then to go back to their homes, to their neighborhoods, and spread that word, spread that knowledge.
Absolutely. Very important impact, whether you take out one privet or 30, that's one less. And privet isn't the only species that we're concerned with out there.
And where can people go online for more information?
Always, reflectionriding.org.
All right. Byron, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Another site for volunteers in tomorrow's Weed Wrangle is Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park from 9 a.m. to noon. Will Wilson is a ranger at the park. Will, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us how the park is participating in the Weed Wrangle.
It's a unique effort that was presented to us, really a way for the community to kind of give back, because over the course of our nation's history, we have been resolute in bringing things into our country that probably should not be here. Of course, we're talking about invasive species now, and weed wrangle is a way for us as the National Park Service to try to mitigate some of the spread of invasive species. Of course, one of the most common in this area is Chinese privet. We'll be working for weed wrangle at the Sherman Reservation at the north end of Missionary Ridge, trying to remove some of the privet from that area. The time is going to be from 8:30 until about 12:30, and we would love to have anybody that is interested. All they have to do is just show up with clothes that they don't mind getting a little dirty. It is appropriate for the weather. The park will provide all the tools and gloves and things necessary to help us complete this project and maybe learn a little bit about Sherman Reservation. We'll give a little bit of an interpretive talk about what took place there. It's going to be a way for us to open up the view shed of Missionary Ridge to how it would have looked at the time of the battle, which is always the goal of the National Military Park, trying to preserve and protect these hallowed grounds.
All right. Will, thanks so much.
Thank you.